Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Welcome to our Sunday service. Welcome to Last Adam Tabernacle. I feel like I'm leading service. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Sandra Kimeni. I will be your preacher for the day. So let us begin with a small prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to bless your name this morning. We want to thank you for this beautiful day. We want to thank you for our lives. We want to thank you for our children, our family. We want to thank you for all that we have. We want to thank you especially for Yeshua. We want to bless your name and want to give you all the glory and all the praise this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen. Okay, so church, this morning, our message is a prosperous and fruitful year still ahead. I know what you're thinking. You're like, okay, wait, Sandra, what are you talking about? Exactly that. A prosperous and fruitful year still ahead. As you know, as a church, at the beginning of the year, we were promised that this would be a prosperous and fruitful year according to Psalm 1. And, considering what has just happened, and which is the pandemic, the coronavirus, I guess you're like, okay, God, is that promise still standing? And I just want to assure you that yes, indeed, it is still standing. The world is in disarray, and everywhere people are saying, okay, the year is cancelled. I don't know if you have seen those memes. They're just so hilarious. Like, people are saying, okay, all the travel plans that you made, you know, making jokes about it, really. Or, you know how at the beginning of the year 2020, everyone was so excited. People had so many plans, so many dreams, so many things they wanted to accomplish. And all of a sudden, just in March, even before, like when we had started warming up to the year, this happens, the corona pandemic, or Wuhan, or whatever you want to call it, virus, happened. And now everything is on a standstill. Everyone has stopped. And, everyone is wondering, okay, Lord, what about those things that you promised us? What about, like, I don't even think some people are even thinking about it, to be honest. They're just worried. Worry is just ruling everyone right now. And I just want to assure you that yes and yes and yes, his promises are yes and amen. Actually, this is not my promise. This is the Lord's promise. He promises that his promises are yes and amen. Now, I want you to think about this. At the beginning of the year, when the Lord was speaking to pastor or people around the world, or speaking to each person's own heart about what's coming up, at least for me, he spoke to me about it going to be a great year. And indeed, the word from pastor was exactly that, prosperous and fruitful year. Do you think that when God was giving these words for the year, or this proclamation, or this promise, did he not know about the coronavirus? Like, as in, did the coronavirus happen and then he was like, wait a minute, I told these guys. No. Like, think about it. Did he really not know? Absolutely. Yes, he knew. He knew about the coronavirus. He knew that it was going to happen, and he went ahead and gave us this promise. So now, as a result of all these, like, people talking about how the year has ended and everything, this has led to depression. People are actually depressed. They don't know what to do. I know, yes, people have lost their jobs, or I don't know, everything is on a standstill, really. Like, we're not moving the way we would like to, basically. I truly believe that this is going to be a glorious year, and it is definitely going to be a prosperous and fruitful year. Now, throughout history, we have seen that whenever there's been a widespread disarray or crisis, it's actually a setup by the enemy to divert the Lord's plan. However, we again see through this history that although these crises actually happen, the Lord eventually uses them for his children's good, and they come out victorious and stronger. What am I saying? Despite this coronavirus or whatever, the Lord is going to use this for our good, and indeed we're going to get the prosperous and fruitful year that he has promised. So Pastor has already preached about this, Romans 8:28. We know all things work out for the good of those who love him and those who are called according to our purpose. Now, as you know, in our church, we love repetition. So repetition is actually good. And so I want this to sink in because after all, you're watching the news talking about the same coronavirus, saying it over and over again. So why don't the people of the church do the same? Right? Talk about Romans 8:28 over and over again. So, I'm going to go a little bit deeper and give you three submissions or examples of characters in the Bible that have gone through something and have emerged on the other side. And by something, I mean crisis or something, absolute disaster. And then on the Lord just more or less used whatever that was and used it to promote them, bring good in their life, more or less, right? So I'm going to start at the beginning. Adam and Eve, Genesis 3, the famous fall of man, right? Now, let me just give you my own Sandra version of this. So we have Adam and Eve are in the garden with God, and they are, you know, talking to God in the cool of the evening, like they're just having a perfect time, literally. You know, I'm setting it up for you. They're in a beautiful place with animals, you know, responding to them or to their commands. Literally everything is under their submission, right? Like perfect. Like Adam is reaping whatever he needs at the right time. Like, do you know what I mean by perfection? Then enter the enemy. He comes in as a snake and deceives Adam and Eve, and they eat of the forbidden fruit. And my goodness, they set the whole world on a different course, literally. You know what I mean? Like literally. And literally sin and death officially took over. Now, it seemed like the end. Truly it did. But this is what the enemy had planned. He was like, okay, I am finishing. Now that I have made them eat of the tree of good and evil, now they know. So now it's over for them. That was his intention. He was like, okay, so now these beloved of the Lord are done for. Okay. But look what God did. He came to them. Right? They were hiding. They didn't even go to God. Imagine that, you know, they had sinned. They had done the ultimate no-no, the ultimate no-no. And then, the Lord comes to them, you know, and he's the one who actually asks them, you know, what did you, they didn't even, you know, they were hiding, but the Lord comes to them and he's like, okay, let me sort this out. First of all, let me cover you. So he covered them. Yeah, and sent them out of the Garden of Eden. And this was actually later on, we realized, for their own good. Because had they eaten of the other tree, then they would have stayed in that state of death, should I say, forever. But when he sent them out of the Garden of Eden, he set them on a path of redemption, right? This was done by the enemy to throw the whole mankind, of course. But look what the Lord did. He redirected Adam and Eve, sent them out of Eden, and then put them on a path of redemption. So, isn't this a case of Romans 8:28, all things working out for good? Another crisis or thing I would say is, another example I would give is Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in Daniel 3:27-28. You know the story of how the king Nebuchadnezzar, he mounted a whole image of himself, more or less, right? And he expected everyone to bow down to this image. I kind of want to relate this to, like, in this case, you know, Corona wants us to bow to it, right? Or whatever, I don't know, you get what I'm saying. Like, Nebuchadnezzar wanted the people to bow to his image at a certain point, right? And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, said no. No, they stood up and said, no, we are men of faith. The only person we will bow down to is God, right? And then look what happened. The king orders for this fire to be heated up seven times. Yes, and then if this is not a crisis, I don't know what is. Like, you just imagine, because of worshiping God, like, you know, I'm just putting these two to, like, you're looking at Corona and saying, okay, it's a crisis. But now I really think this was a crisis. Yeah. So they've heated up a fire 7 times. Let me tell you, I don't know if when they're walking me to the fire, if I would have changed my mind if I were in their shoes. But no, these guys stuck to their guns. And not only did they see the first people die even before they entered the fire, they proper went in, and look what happened. The Lord used it for their own good. Not only did he use it for their own good, he was with them, which is something that I need you to also recognize, is that the Lord is with you even during this time. You know, he hasn't gone away. He's still there. God is still on the throne and he's still with you, in you. So anyway, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and this, the fourth man, right? So, he is with them. Not a hair on their head is singed. Amazing. Yeah. Not a hair on their head is singed. And they come out, and guess what? Long story short, they are promoted after this crisis that they had just gone through, after refusing to bow to quote unquote the Corona, and going through the fire, they got promoted because they knew who their God was, right? So my third submission is the most amazing thing to happen to literally humankind is Christ. Jesus, what happened to him? He literally experienced the most unbelievable persecution that could happen. I mean, now, if that's not a crisis, I don't know what is. I mean, he literally was, imagine being sinless, okay? You have nothing, you did nothing wrong. You did absolutely nothing wrong. And here you are being taken to the cross to die for these very same people who are killing you, right? I don't know. That's the ultimate crisis, okay? Yeah, so now Jesus is on the cross and he dies for us. But look at, this is what the enemy was thinking at the time. He was thinking, I am going to defeat, this is my chance to defeat the Son of God. He claims he is the Son of God. This, actually, people, you should listen, sorry, read the book of Nicodemus. I was just reading it recently and it was beautiful. It was talking about, yes, how Jesus defeated death, how he went down to hell and he picked up all the Davids, Adam and Elisha. And it was beautiful. The conversation, how, the devil thought he had defeated Christ. He thought he had defeated Christ. Like he thought he had it in the bag, for lack of a better word, but unbeknownst to him, he was actually setting up Christ to set us free. Yeah. So, it was beautiful, literally, the way God did it. It was a crisis, honestly. The Lord Jesus had died, you know, and like, you know, he had died for man, and even the disciples themselves thought it was over. But lo and behold, on the third day, oh my goodness, he rose again. And here we are standing redeemed, blessed, as in we are going to heaven. Death has lost its sting. Basically, it's just so beautiful the way the Lord works everything out for our good. So what am I saying? Indeed, this year is going to be a prosperous year. Actually, in my case, I truly believe that because of this COVID, because of COVID, it has cemented my belief. Yes, it has truly shown me that, oh, so this year indeed was supposed to be something glorious, yeah? But the enemy, you know, when he wants to divert the Lord's plans, he will, you know, come in and try to do something that's just, you know, mind-boggling, but then the Lord will turn it and make it for my good. So this has cemented for me the promise for this year. So another thing that I wanted to share as well, I was thinking about the coronavirus pandemic and how it, you know, just, why 2020? Of all the years, why 2020? Of course, the Bible, we are not ignorant of what's going to happen. You see in the Bible, there are earthquakes going to happen, indeed pandemics or whatever. Like, so we know this is something that's going to happen, you know, in the last days. But why 2020? Now, as I recalled, I had been listening to a couple of prophetic ministers, Rick Joyner, there's a guy called Sean Bowles, and they had, this was like 2-3 years ago, they had talked about how Bob Jones, everyone who's in LAT, who has been around for a while, you should know Bob Jones. Yeah, so Bob Jones apparently had given this prophetic word that once the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, that will be the beginning of the revival. And you know, I would always check the Super Bowl to see if the Chiefs are in the, are they called the playoffs? Oh, I don't know what they're, the finals. And year after year, it was not the case. So finally, this, at the end of last year, I realized, wait, the Chiefs are in the finals. And I was like, okay, I have to key into this. I have to see who the winner is going to be of the NFL. And guess what? The Chiefs won. Amazing, right? And I was like, okay, now this was at the beginning in January. Now, another thing that was so amazing is the day on which they won. They won on 02/02/2020. Apparently, the last time such a date happened was 900 years ago. So our forefathers, my grandfather, my great-great-great, did not even see that kind of year. So that day was a special day and the Chiefs won. So I don't know about you, but numbers are actually important. We have a whole book in the Bible that's called Numbers. So you can't say numbers are not important. They actually are. So at the beginning of the year, Chiefs won on that day. And remember Bob Jones' prophetic word, the beginning of the biggest revival, right? What does the enemy fear the most? Winning of souls, right? So the biggest revival is coming up. So as a church, as a global church, as us being part of a global church, let us be excited. Let us be excited. There's something to this. Already I see more than ever, I got a notification from my YouVersion Bible that more than ever during this pandemic, people have logged in onto the Bible to read the word, you know? More than ever, people are going onto the internet to see what the Lord is saying, you know? Like, they realize there's something more. It's not just job, what? No, there's something that you need that is strong, that you need that is much stronger than you, that is higher than you, and that is God. And so I believe, indeed, this revival is starting, and I'm excited, and I'm like, okay, God, yes, I'm ready. Send me. So I hope all of you will be keyed into this revival that is starting as well, and get excited. So let us get ready for this. Let us be expectant. As you know, in the spiritual world or in God's kingdom, expectancy produces results. I had someone say recently that faith is a magnet. Yeah. So being expectant equals faith, which equals being a magnet. You attract that which you expect. Yeah. So if you're not expectant, I'm sorry, you might not reap. I'm sorry. That's the currency of God's world. Yeah. Of God's kingdom. So be expectant. Have faith. Believe that this year is going to be your year. Another thing is, voice activation. Make sure you say it. People are saying, oh, the year is over for me, man. I can't wait for 2021. Say no, 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 no. My year has just begun and it's going to be glorious, prosperous and fruitful. Yeah. Declare it with your mouth. Everything is voice activated. So you have to say it out loud. Say it to everyone who cares to listen that this year, people, you're going to see my testimony and you will be shocked, you know? So, that is my word for the day. I hope you have been blessed. I hope that it has ministered to you in some way. So just let's be excited. Let us just go back and read Psalm 1. Actually, we even have recordings, yeah? So you can go and listen to the messages at the beginning of the year. One of the pastor's message and another one that I really enjoyed was Kara's message at the beginning of the year on Psalm 1. Just listen to it and soak yourself in those messages and just believe, trust, have faith, expect and speak. Yes? So thank you for listening and have a glorious, prosperous and fruitful year. God bless you. Now, before we close this, I just wanted to remind you, don't forget to tune in this evening to the Words of Moses at 6:30 p.m. on 98.4 Impact FM. I hope you will be blessed. Actually, I know you will be blessed. God bless you.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.